Examining our motivations. We should examine our motives for attending church, since we should always be ready to give an answer for our behaviors, especially when it comes to our church attendance habits. In my experiential researches, I've discovered that people usually attend church for three basic reasons: organizational, relational, and contentual. When people attend for organizational reasons, it is because they like, feel comfortable with, or are emotionally vested in the organization or the place where the organization meets. When people attend for relational reasons, it is because they are fond of the people who they meet at the church, and they have a lot of friends there and enjoy the social aspects of the church. Those who attend for contentual reasons do so because they like the content of what happens at the church. Let's look at each one and see if you can find your own basic reason for attending. First, let's look at organizational. You probably have this motivation if you've been raised in a church, attended the church for over 5 years, or have invested yourself in the church by being part of the leadership and have supported the church financially. You may also have this motivation if critical nodal points in your life happened in the place where the church meets, the actual building location itself. You may answer the question, "Why do you attend church?" with answers like, "This is my church and has been for years," or, "I was raised here," or, "I was baptized here and married here," or, "My family has been going here for a long time." If you've been in the inner workings of the church, you'll have a strong emotional investment in the success of the organization because you don't want to believe your investment could possibly be wasted. You will take threats to the organization very seriously and cannot imagine the organization failing or closing. If you shiver when you think of your church having to close or relocate, you may have a strong organizational motive for your attendance. Next, let's look at the relational motive. You probably have this motivation if you're a very social person and have established friendships at the church. "What a friendly place," you think to yourself. "Why wouldn't everyone like to attend such a friendly and safe place for their children to make good friends?" If someone asks you why you attend church and you answer, "Because it's such a warm and friendly place. Everyone is welcome. You should come," then you may have a strong relational motive for your attendance. However, you may not have had much success getting other people to willingly get up on Sunday morning to come with you to your friendly church. Why not? For one reason, the world is filled with friendly places, like Cheers, where everybody knows your name. Church people are famous for being not friendly and accepting, like the church lady on Saturday Night Live. So your insistence your church is the anomaly and is a friendly place may be chalked up as your only your experience. Ask yourself, is my church's friendliness my own perspective because they are friendly to me, or is everyone always friendly to everyone? Ask yourself, what does friendly look like? Churches whose members imagine friendliness to be their main drawing card for non-attendees may consider standing back and watching the people after the service ends. Invariably, those who know each other gather into groups to share the events of the week, give updates on personal matters, or gather in specific locations to get the potluck ready, or gather at the nursery to collect the kids and share stories with other parents about the antics of second graders. So where is the visitor non-attendee? Feeling outside the loop, no one to talk to, and lost. They will not experience a friendly environment. I've even seen people try to be friendly to visiting non-attendees, shake hands, warmly welcome them, and then, duty finished, scurry off to their favorite groups of people to talk to. These two motivations to attend church are, at base, extremely selfish. Notice, both these motivations don't even start to address any sort of spiritual reasons for the attending. Don't you think that odd? These motivations, organizational and relational, are shared by anyone attending any organization they choose, or affiliating with friends where they choose. So why should someone be interested in your organization and your friendly folk? Let's see in the next clip.